From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is pointing to White House figures showing that economic stimulus money has created or saved more than 640,000 jobs through the end of September. And in his weekly address, he says small businesses will help lead the economy to better health.
The Recovery Act was designed to help small businesses expand and create jobs. It's provided $5 billion worth of tax relief, as well as temporarily reducing or eliminating fees on SBA loans and guaranteeing some of these loans up to 90%.
But there's still concern about the strength of economic recovery and employment. After a government report yesterday showing consumer spending down in September, stock prices plunged. Momentum is gaining on Capitol Hill to regulate how banks handle overdraft fees on checking accounts. Here's a report from NPR's Audie Cornish.
The legislation would bar banks from enrolling customers into overdraft protection automatically. Consumer advocates say overdraft fees run as high as $35 an infraction. New York Representative Carolyn Maloney says consumers shouldn't face exorbitant fees for a service they haven't signed up for.
We are just saying, for the services that you provide, let the consumers know and let them decide whether or not they want the service.
Banks argue that customers prefer the fee over the embarrassment of having their debit cards denied at a checkout counter, and that the new regulations will raise the cost of checking accounts across the board. The Federal Reserve has promised new regulations on the issue as well. This effort would codify those rules into law. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting the biggest weekly increase in childhood deaths from the new H1N1 swine flu virus. NPR's Joanne Silberner has details.
In a weekly flu count update, CDC Director Tom Frieden said there have now been a total of 114 confirmed swine flu deaths among children, up 19 from last week. He says H1N1 is a younger people's flu.
In a usual flu season, 90% of the deaths are among people over the age of 65. In H1N1, 90% of the deaths are in people under the age of 65.
He says children and adults with chronic conditions such as asthma or heart disease should seek medical care if they have flu symptoms. Frieden said survey data is showing that only half of such people seek care quickly. That may explain another figure he announced. There have been more hospitalizations for flu-like illness in the past 2 months than in most flu seasons. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Atlanta.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is pushing to get Mideast peace talks restarted. She's been meeting in Abu Dhabi with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, and she has a meeting with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu scheduled in Israel later today. This is NPR News. Another powerful typhoon struck the Philippines this weekend, downing trees, cutting power lines, and grounding aircraft. Duwali Zaikautau has more.
Flights to and from the Philippine capital have been canceled or delayed. The country's Coast Guard banned boats and ferries from going to sea, and disaster officials are warning of more flooding after Typhoon Marine hit early Saturday. Thousands were left stranded on Luzon, the main Philippine island. Government officials had warned Filipinos not to travel for this All Saints holiday weekend, a time when locals honor their dead relatives, but many didn't heed the warnings and were unable to move in and around the provinces. In metropolitan Manila, power outages were reported throughout the area. The typhoon is expected to move toward Vietnam later today. For NPR News, I'm Duwali Zaikautau.
Rescue vehicles will continue to search today for 9 people aboard a Coast Guard aircraft and a Marine Corps helicopter that collided in midair off the Southern California coast on Thursday. Captain Tom Ferris is the commander of the Coast Guard San Diego sector.
We've asked that the communication tapes be logged and sequestered, if you will, so that we can make those determinations.
The Coast Guard plane in the collision was itself searching for a missing boater. Game 3 of the World Series is tonight in Philadelphia with the Phillies hosting the New York Yankees. The series is tied at 1-1. A transit workers' union has agreed to delay a strike in Philadelphia until at least 6 p.m. today in the hope that the transit system will be operating for people trying to get to and from the series game. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.